Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone. We're listening to the music first, the brother, and I just get started. Okay, everyone. How you doing today? You're live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. We're live today on my show with Robert Brenner, and he is the author. He's the author of a novel called Supernatural Mysteries in the Bible. And I would like to welcome Mr. Robert Brenner to the show, the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show, and I would Mr. Brenner to introduce himself and his book. How you doing today, Mr. Brenner?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you, and thank you for inviting me on. And good afternoon to all the listeners out there. I'm Robert Brenner. I'm the author of Supernatural and Strange Happenings in the Bible, an Engineer's Study of Scripture. My background is electrical engineering and microelectronics. I had a past career in the military in the submarine force. I'm a writer and an author and a publisher, and I'm glad to be here.
Okay, Mr. Brenner, you're from San Diego, California? San Diego,
that's correct.
California. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, that's true. You live on, for people who don't know, it was just told in, that's Robert Brenner. And we spell, well, you know how to spell Robert, but Brenner is spelled B-R-E-N-N-E-R, Robert Brenner. Now, he is the author of Supernatural Mysteries in the Bible, Strange Happenings. I'll give you his website later on, but I want to welcome my guest to the show. My guest, we'll get a chance to talk to you individually. I always have my very special guest, Arthur Kenneth Taylor. He's online, and we have more guests online. And I would like to say hello to you, Mr. Kenneth Taylor.
Hello. Yes, hello. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing excellent.
Yes, sir. That's Robert Brenner. Now, I want to, and Mr. Brenner, that's Arthur Kenneth Taylor. That radio host. He's radio. Host himself. We've been together 15 years on radio air. Arthur Kenneth Taylor, he goes by the name of Divine Love.
Okay.
So
I was speaking with the good guys.
Yeah, you're speaking with the good guys, always on my show. Okay, now I want to ask you something, Mr. Robert Brenner. Now, you wrote the book. The engineer writes book on supernatural mysteries in the Bible, and that book, Supernatural, everyone listens. Here's the website, www.brennerbook.com. I'm going to spell that website, www.brennerbooks.com. That's www.brennerbooks.com. Now, you wrote the movie Supernatural about strange happening mysteries in the Bible. Now, I understand it's a hit at the box office. It's turned into a movie.
No, I didn't make the movie. I wrote the book, and my book reflects very positively with the movie itself, Son of God. And it turns out that in this era that we're in right now, there's more and more movement back towards God, and I find that very refreshing. And I did my book to look at all the supernatural or paranormal instances and events that are recorded in the Bible.
Okay. Okay, but that's also your book is your book is something like what? How can I put this? You wrote your version of supernatural strange happening.
Sure. Let me share how I got into this, if I could. When 9/11 happened, the whole world, all of us, were just shocked at the violent attack in our own country. And I, like others, wondered how evil could harm so many people so fast. And many others, I looked for a reason for the tragedy. And at the same time, my mother was in Michigan in an assisted living apartment after my dad had graduated. He died and went to heaven. And then she moved into a senior care facility for the rest of her earthly life. And she's a real strong Christian lady. And she was interested in me and my writing, even though I was then writing books on pricing, on small business pricing. And I started writing articles for her about things that interested her and then interested me too. Things like giants and dragons and demons and supernatural powers. And these articles were really popular with the people there at the senior center. And each time an article would arrive, the nurses would read it to the residents, and more people began encouraging me to put these articles in a book. Well, life went on, and I was in California, busy running my own small business, the pricing research and information publishing company. And then the bottom fell out of the economy in a great recession in 2007, 2008, and most of my buyers became less interested in pricing information and more interested in keeping their businesses alive. And many of them really didn't. A lot of them had to shut their doors. My pricing information sales dropped over 50% in just 2 months, and they never did recover. So I began looking for a new genre of books to produce. About this time, a minister and two business owners challenged me to research and write a book that focused on a unique aspect of the Bible. They wanted me to see how many incidents and events I could find that were related to the supernatural or paranormal. Well, since sales of my own books were lackluster at best, I put my energy in this new project. I stepped up my research, and I began reading the Bible in earnest, seeking any verses related to the supernatural. I looked at a number of translations of the Bible. I looked in many books of the Bible, and I enjoyed a vertical learning curve that gave me a whole new perspective of Bible history. Here I was, an engineer, studying a book on Scripture. Well, as an engineer, I was trained to study, analyze, hypothesize, and then develop criteria for testing and checking my findings.
Okay.
What they call the scientific method. Well, analysis in the Bible actually relies on looking at historical records with interpretations based on the perception of the writer and archaeological evidence whose origin may be called into question. So my approach was to study the Bible with an open mind and view this document through the eyes of a technically trained and skilled professional. I decided to carefully read and capture descriptions of what had happened. I didn't want to challenge or analyze how some of the things occurred at that time. I just wanted to identify the supernatural and strange things that are recorded in Scripture and assume that all things are possible. I wanted to understand the what before I addressed the how. And so I started off on this program of intense research and study, and the process has been an amazing journey into the mystical side of Bible history. The more I read, the deeper my research, the more astonished and excited I became. I had opened a door to a completely different world in the Bible, a mystical world with beings from other dimensions and humans and extraterrestrials with amazing powers of giants, dragons, and dinosaurs, of instant death and disease, of sudden healings and miraculous resurrections from the dead, a world with teleportation and levitation and unidentified flying objects, of monsters and unseen entities, a parallel world with multiple heavens. It's a world that's always been. It was not seen by me until it was revealed through my study. And so I feel very fortunate to be a willing messenger in sharing this side of history and our own future. It's been quite a trip.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You give the new meaning to strange happenings. I understand your book very, very clear. Interesting. You make it sound it's a very interesting book. very interesting.
Well, it is. It's been
idea.
A lot of fun writing it, and as I got into it, I found 550 verses that I dealt in one way or another with something supernatural, and so I organized all these, and I found out that some of the verses in there describe incidents in a couple of different chapters, and so I combined everything that was duplicate, ended up with over 390 unique incidents, and then I looked at those at the power was being exhibited, and I organized those into eight chapters. And these chapters, for each chapter, I wrote articles that would cover that particular power, like power over matter, or power over people, or power over life and death, or whatever. And I ended up with 131 articles, and those are what's in my book. And in my book, these articles, I wanted to identify what happened, where it happened, who was involved, and when did it happen.
Right. Okay.
One of the things that happened to me as I went through this, I got really excited because they call it preponderance, of the sheer number of verses gave me overwhelming evidence for the supernatural basis of the Bible. So my colloquial expression for the Bible is the Book of Secrets. And the Book of Secrets, those secrets are now being made known to many people around the world. And what an exciting time to be alive.
Okay. Now we're entering the 12-minute. We have a 30-minute show today, but we get a lot done. The ones who just tuning in, we live on the Author Larry Tone radio show with Robert Brenner. He's the author of Supernatural, strange happenings. You know, strange supernatural mysteries in the Bible. He can explain it better to you, and I'll give him a chance to before the episode ends. I'll give him a chance to explain his book. But right now, I want to ask, is there any one of my listeners who would like to talk to Mr. Brenner at this time?
Well,
okay,
yes,
go ahead.
I'm Divine Love, and Divine Love, I'm also published a book, One Step from Prison, Two Steps from Hell. And Divine Love is the only deliverer. Now, this was published in 1999. Now, everything is taken from the Bible, as you say. Supernatural, whether it be 9/11 or the stock market crash of Wall Street, I'm saying these events, these tragedies that have befallen mankind, humanity, in this day and time, as a supernatural... supernatural deliverance. You know, what did you find in your study that could assist us today in our recovery?
Okay, that's a good question. The whole book, when I looked at all the supernatural and paranormal kinds of things in the Bible, and I collected all these verses and made all these stories, what I realized is that we as people are spirits. We're in a human body that gets old, it breaks, it dies, but that spirit keeps going, and that spirit will go on forever. And God is in control over everything. Whatever, no matter what you do, God's in control, and it's His plan that's going to be played out. So just have to go enjoy it, go along with the ride, because this could be quite a ride. But I do strongly believe that there are supernatural things happening in our world today, and those supernatural things will go ahead and bring us through. So if you keep your faith, you don't have to worry about a thing. And that's what I share with people in different churches around the country. Don't worry about the future. If you keep your faith in God, you're okay.
All right. Now, in conjunction with your saying, I agree with you. You must have faith. You got to have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as it is recorded in the scripture in the Bible, you know, it says that God is love. Now, love is a simple word. It's real simple. And it's a missing link in the hearts of men in this day and time in 2014. Now, how do you? I've been doing this, like I said, for about 15 years. But teaching love, not love as it pertains to a people, but love as it pertains to the divinity of God. And I think my name is Divine Love. You know,
okay.
I'm the Alpha, the Omega. coming of the end. I'm taking, you know, I'm being a king, the Lord of Lords. I'm the master teacher. I teach love, respect, and truth. Now, this is 2014. Like you say, that we are spiritual beings. And there are angels, spiritual beings walking the earth today. I mean, it's not supernatural. It's normal. You know, it's normal for the spirit being. It's not normal for humanity, but it's normal for the spirit being. Now, how do you promote love?
I'm sorry, I got some interference coming through from somewhere.
Yeah,
I didn't hear you.
How do you promote God and love as one in this reality, in the reality of mankind or human consciousness? This is 2014, and we need a healing. Like you say, 9/11, wars, mudslide, tragedy upon tragedy, and you see all of this. Now, I'm saying with all of this happening, it has to be a supernatural occurrence in this reality. Now, the only way I have found to do it is with love. Now, if we would love one another, I'm talking about in every heart, we would love one another unconditionally. I mean, regardless of who, color, race, creed, color, religion, whatever, just love one another. And we can change the condition or the direction in which we're heading right now. Now, I'm saying, like you said a while ago, be happy and enjoy the ride. You know, I do enjoy it, but it is a great controversy out here. When you start dealing with mankind, telling that spiritual beings walk the earth. If I say to my friends, like Brother Toombs, I'm Kenny Taylor, you know, from Cleveland, Mississippi, but to the world, I am divine love. And I admonish people, each and every one, to love one another, to love family first, family first. How do we get this message to the world, I mean, as fast as possible, as quick as possible, as expedient as possible, I mean, now, today. But we need a supernatural deliverance.
I think we all need a way to evangelize to each other and to others, and we do that in different ways. And God works with us in a lot of different, sometimes strange methods. Like for me, my book, just the fact that I have people that email me or talk to me at some of the talks I do, and they'll come up and they'll say, you know, I sit down with your book, and I sit right next to it, I put a Bible. And every time I read your book, I'll say, is that right? And they'd go in there and look in there in the Bible, and I says, it is there. But what I did when I wrote my book is I wanted to have someone vet it who was really knowledgeable. So I got a hold of a guy who had 35 years in the ministry, and I said, I'd like you to read through what I'm writing and tell me if I'm on track or if I'm way off track. And he's well-versed in Hebrew and Greek, and so he went through my books, and we met like five or six times for a couple hours each time. And he sat down, and he said, you know, you're right on track. The stuff you're talking about actually is written in the original Hebrew writings and in the Greek writings, so you're on track. And so I said, okay, that's good, so I'm going in the right direction. And the fact that I have young people picking up my book and opening a Bible for the first time in their lives, perhaps, and they see things in the Bible that are just of interest to them, it's a way for me to get the message across that God is love.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead, Taylor. Go ahead, Arthur Taylor. I'm just having a good time listening. Y'all go ahead.
Okay. Well, see, in the Bible it says, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So the Bible was a schoolmaster to bring us unto this love that God has for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's the Bible. To sum it all up, it's about love, and we should love one another. Okay.
Just like sending exactly. This guy up the mountain Sinai and get up there, and, you know, here's these commandments. I'll put these on rock for you in stone, and you take them down, and you show the people and share with them and say, this is how I want you to live. And, of course, we know the first time he came down, they were all worshiping idols again, so he trashed them and went back up again, and God gave him some more. But little things that happened around that people weren't aware of is that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, his face was shined so bright that they had to wear a veil when he went around because people were afraid of him. Now, these are paranormal, supernatural things that are around that, but they also help tell the story of what's going on and how we should live. And every time the Israelites stayed and they followed God. They won all the battles they were in. They kept moving ahead, and they were successful. But the minute they got away from their belief in God and worshiping God, they fell on their swords and they died. And that's just that's the way life is too.
Okay, I'm saying in this day and time, I agree with you. I mean, I agree with you. A supernatural is mysterious. I agree with you. You know, and as far as getting young people involved, that is needful. That's commendable. That's the great work. I'm saying to come to a place today, 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now about it, hope, faith, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Now I'm saying my emphasis, I mean, I understand. I'm going to write, I just write a little bit. But I'm saying I understand exactly what you're saying. My thing is not to present for the study, but to present solutions to the problem, to the dilemma that we face today. Now, I'm saying, how can we do that together? Can it be done?
Well, something else I found out in my studies is that our society and our political structure and governments and the people who control things have given us such a rotten message. It's all skewed around the wrong way. I go all the way back to Moses and Aaron and Miriam. Here's Miriam. They're on their exodus out of Egypt and going across in the desert there, and she gets all mad with her brother Moses because the guy took a wife from Cush. And he didn't take another Israelite from the tribes there in Israel, or from Israel. He took a Cushite woman. And the thing I found fascinating about that is the Cushite woman is a black woman. And Moses was not a black man. And so I'm thinking, wait a second. So I did my studies around in the Hebrew or in the Jewish writings, and they didn't have racism back then. If they didn't care what color you were a person, and that's the way it was. And that's the way it was for me in my submarine force days when I was serving on a submarine force, that everybody is together. And that's the thing that people who try to push agendas and get us all separated, they got it all messed up. They shouldn't be doing that. They should be trying to keep us together and realize that we're all in a boat together here. I look at Babylon, and I studied Babylon with Daniel and his three buddies. I went up to Babylon when the Jews got exiled up there. And he goes to Babylon, and Babylon is so much like Washington, it's amazing. Babylon is all opulence. There's all kinds of copper and gold and very expensive living. And the king up there tried to get Daniel to go along with it so he could keep all the Jewish people under control there in Babylon. And he wouldn't buy any of it. And so they had the instances where you had the fiery furnace, and you had all the stuff that happened to Daniel, and also the king when he had that big party. And if you've been to Washington, you've seen the parties they had back there. When I was working in the government, we'd go back there, and I had $25 a day I could spend, and yet the people back there were spending $75 and $100 a day. And I said, I can't afford it. I'm on a per diem. They said, don't worry about it. We'll take care of the bill. I'm thinking, who's paying for this? Well, Babylon was much like that. And Daniel's back there in Babylon, and this king's having this big party, and he's got 1,000 people there in the party, and they start breaking out all the goblets and stuff they had that they stole from the temple in Jerusalem. And they're drinking wine out of it, and all of a sudden his hand appears, like pushing through a membrane, and his hand writes on the wall right next to the king. And people are freaking out. What is going on here? So he calls all his magicians and everything. He said, tell me what it means. And they said, we don't know, but there is the queen heard that they're arguing about it. So the queen says, there is one person here who can interpret that, and that's Daniel. They brought Daniel in, and Daniel said, well, what this means is that your kingdom is going to end because of the way you've lived and what you've done. Well, at the same time this is going on, The walls of Babylon were pretty thick. They were so thick they had chariot races across the top, and they could have four chariots across racing around that thing. Well, at the same time this is going on, the Persians and the Medes were ready to invade, and they actually diverted the Euphrates River because it ran right underneath the walls and through the city, and that's where they got their drinking water, and they dumped all their trash off the other end. They diverted the river, and they went into the city. It's called the Battle of Opus. And they invaded Babylon and took the city, and they marched all the way past all the people, and all the common people were staying in their homes. They were not allowed to get out because only the elite could have their parties and be out. And the armies walked past by, walked into this big banquet hall, and they slaughtered everybody in there. But that kind of stuff is going on then, and we're going to have stuff like that going on today.
Well, I think that's needful. I'm sort of country. I'm from Joe Dankin Plantation. I'm a country boy, straight from the country, born on a plantation. I'm saying, when you think about the contrast of plantation to D.C., I believe that the people that have turned their backs on God, I'm talking about on the Most High God, they turned their backs on God. I think it is time, it's the supernatural, it's the time for this supernatural happening, time for this to take place. Now I'm saying, it's like Moses, he came down to Mount Sinai. Who's on the Lord's side? You know, if you're on the Lord's side, and you step over here. So I'm saying, if you're on the Lord's side, it's time to take a stand. It's time to take a stand. Because it is time for the look of the people of God. It's time for the slaves to receive their justice, you know, liberty. It's their time. In Mississippi, which is where I am right now, in 2012, they just amended their constitution to say a black man is free. In 2012, that's a long way from 1865. There's a lot of injustice in America. You know, I'm a military man myself, you know, and I had an opportunity to work with a lot of people. But I'm saying the contrast between poverty and D.C., it's inhumane. It's heartless. It's inhuman.
Right.
You know, love for me, deliverance. It is my deliverance. I believe that it will deliver others as we go through it. It's just time to take a stand. It's time to be on the Lord's side. It's time to be on the side of justice, too.
It is.
You know,
and we're being guided, too.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and like just like I found out yesterday, I was talking to a lady out here. Her son is out here, and she came to visit him. And she was telling me that back in Bethesda, Maryland, when they had this polar storm that went through and froze everything out, and they lost all power. I said, well, how did you manage through the power loss? She says, well, we prayed. And she says, in our community, the utility company went out and they trimmed the trees and all the branches long before the storm came. And we didn't lose power. We had power all through it. I said, well, good for you. Because the folks down in North Carolina who were depending on their all-electric homes, all of a sudden when they lost power, they were freezing, and their pipes were freezing too. But people get through. If you keep your faith, you're going to be okay.
That's right. Faith opens like the doors. So many things. And you live on the Author Larry Toon Gospel Show. We live with Robert Brenner. He's the author of Supernatural, Strange Happenings in the Bible. And also we had a wonderful 101, that was the author Kenny Taylor. They call him the Divine Love. Divine Love, author Kenny Taylor. He's the author of One Step from Prison, Two Steps from Hell. Now, Mr. Brenner, give everyone the title of your book and the website, because we're about to wind it up.
Okay, sure. It's Supernatural and Strange Happenings in the Bible. It is available on Amazon.com, both in hard copy and in e-book, the Kindle version. So you can get it right there by just typing in Supernatural and Strange Happenings in the Bible, or type in Robert C. Brenner, and it'll come up there, too. I do have it on my website, www.brennerbooks.com.
Okay, I didn't know that, but thank you. And there it is. We live on Author Larry Toon Gospel Radio Show. Thanks to all my callers for calling in. Thank you, Author Kenny Taylor, a Divine Love, and my special guest, Robert Brenner, and Supernatural. Just type in Supernatural at Amazon.com. I'm gonna replay this episode tomorrow on Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to let more people listen to it on Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio tomorrow. It plays at Blog Talk Radio every day. And my views go up every day. And
good.
Once again, I think. Go ahead.
No, I say that's good. That's great. And I thank you, gentlemen, for letting me share my book with everyone out there, and I hope people enjoyed what they heard.
Yeah, you got 10 seconds left. We got 10 seconds left live on the Arthur Larry Gospel, Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. Robert Brenner, and fresh word from Arthur Kenneth Taylor, better known as Divine Love. And I want to tell everyone, thanks, Mr. Robert Brenner. Supernatural happiness. Thanks, Arthur Kenneth Taylor. Have a good day. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Yeah.